District 33, Republican David Johnson is running for re-election for South Dakota's House of Representatives. Let's continue to meet the candidates. David Johnson joins us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City. David, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Lori. It's nice to have the opportunity to speak to the constituents and across South Dakota and especially, of course, to my district.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your background, business owner, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved to South Dakota when I was 5 years old. I've been pretty much a resident of Rapid City for 55 years. I came to South Dakota as a kindergartner, which is a long time ago, like a century or so ago.
It feels like it sometimes, doesn't it? Thinking back to kindergarten.
Boy, it does. And I went through all the public schools here in Rapid City, graduated as a Central High School cobbler. I moved from there to South Dakota School of Mines and got my degree there in software engineering or computer science. And then I went away for a little while, about 8 years. I left and came back to take over a family business here in Rapid City as a tree care company. I'm known out here as the tree guy. I've been doing the arboriculture and tree farm industry working out here since 91 when I moved back to Rapid City. And I did manage in the meantime through evening courses to get an MBA from the University of South Dakota. Okay. So I'm educated in the state, both publicly, public education schools here in town, and then also through the public higher education colleges here. South Dakota. Very, very proud of the education system here in South Dakota. And I'm a strong advocate for public education and for the higher learning institutes here in the state.
And when we talk about workforce development and economic development, you have a good experience there of sort of, as an adult, trying to figure out how to further your education right here in the state through an MBA.
Yeah, so while I've been running the small business here, this family business, since 91 as a sole proprietor. I've seen a lot of the issues that small businesses confront, and a lot of that is related to, generally speaking, to the entire economy of the state and to the commerce here that's in the state. I've been able to apply some of that higher education to the grassroots operation of a small business here in western South Dakota.
Sure.
It's a good combination. I've been real happy with it, but there are issues. There are things that come up, and so I decided to throw my hat into the ring. I'm not a politician. I decided to run for office simply because it was time to give back. The community of Rapid City, the Black Hills, western South Dakota, and the entire state have been very good to my business and to my family. And after my children grew up, I decided it was time to give back. So That's what I've been doing.
A tree guy who lives in the Black Hills probably has some thoughts on the health of the national forest. Is that an issue you'd like to talk about?
very much so. The mountain pine beetle epidemic that came through the Black Hills turned one-third of the Black Hills evergreens into ever-browns, and that's a big deal. And if, you know, western South Dakota thrives on tourism. It's the main industry in the western side of the state. And if we don't have a healthy and resilient Black Hills forest, we're gonna be in some trouble. I was recently appointed by the United States Department of Agriculture, Secretary Perdue, to the National Forest Advisory Board, and that's because I've been involved for the last 20 years in mitigating the effects of the mountain pine beetle on our forest, trying to help be a part of the solution in minimizing the amount of damage that occurs to our forest out here when the next mountain pine beetle invasion arrives. And it's coming. We know practically to the year when it will return. Mm. And there are things that we can do to mitigate that infestation and that damage to our forest. The Black Hills National Forest provides, $141 million in annual revenue to the state of South Dakota. That's through logging, through tourism, through recreational aspects of the forest. It's a major factor. It's the number two industry in the entire state, tourism. And if we have a forest that's depleted of beauty and scenery, the entire state is going to be affected by that. Mm. It's second only to ag here in the state. It's an important issue. It's something I'm very familiar with and something I've been actively involved in working with and trying to find solutions to.
And have we learned lessons from the mountain pine beetle epidemic that we'll be able to take forward? Do you think that some of those lessons are embedded into, you know, our policies right now, or is there much work to be done to prepare for the next time?
Yes, absolutely. And that has already occurred. Over the past 8 years or so, there's been a major effort by both the state and the federal government, county government, municipal governments, in working together, what we call our collaborative effort, to predict and mitigate that next mountain pine beetle invasion. The way we do that, the best thing that we've come up with is by over numerous meetings over the last 8 years, the state and the federal governments, all governments at all levels are working together to transfer assets and work together on creating healthy forests. And the only way to do that is through active forest management. Those are three very key words. And the problem in the past has been that the different levels of government have not always participated and they have not always been collaborative, but through the efforts of the last 8 to 10 years, that has changed. And that's going to be a very effective way to enhance our forest management procedures. The logging industry, the tourism industry, it depends heavily on a healthy forest and a forest that is resilient. And by that, I mean a forest that, you know, the mountain pine beetle is a native pest, and it will be back. We know that. And so by managing the forest, we're able to manage the amount of damage that occurs to our forest. I just can't overemphasize the impact that the Black Hills and a healthy Black Hills has on the quality of life, especially for Western South Dakotans, but to the entire state in general, and the economy. I mean, it's our number one concern out here for a healthy economy.